Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. If I could only choose one thing that I would like people to remember from my sermons or from confirmation or from visits with me, it would be this: that we are saved through faith in Jesus Christ alone. That we're going to heaven because of faith in Jesus Christ alone. That means you never have to worry about whether you have done enough to please God. You haven't, but that's not the point. The point is you aren't saved because of how good you are or whether you've done enough good things for other people. You are going to heaven after you die because you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and he has done all the work on your behalf for you. So the reason we love God, the reason that we love one another, the reason that we're called to even love our neighbors is because God loved us first. And we comprehend that love through faith in Jesus Christ alone. But what is faith exactly? And I'm not asking you to repeat the Bible verse from Hebrews that defines faith is great. But the problem is, if you're like me, I read that and I think I memorized this Bible verse and I'm still not quite sure what faith is. It's still hard for me to explain it to other people and even to myself. But what is the Bible verse? I mean, it gives us a place to start. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of things that we cannot see. Okay, great. How do we express this Bible verse in a way that everyone can understand a little bit better? First, though, I want to explain what faith is not. What faith is not. Faith doesn't just mean believing in God. Lots of people believe in a God. In fact, some people believe in many gods. That doesn't mean they have more faith, okay? Just believing in God, that is not what we're talking about. Faith doesn't mean just believing that Jesus exists either. The devil believes that Jesus exists. The devil does not have faith in Jesus, however. It's believing that Jesus can and will do something for us, or that he has done something for us. Sometimes we talk and we act like faith means believing in something impossible or ridiculous, and that if you believe in the most ridiculous thing, that means you have more faith. That's not what it means either. Faith is a very logical response, not some crazy attitude that you have. So let's imagine two people both have faith that they can fly. Impossible, you say. Well, one person jumps off a cliff. Did they have faith? Sure. Did they have a lot of faith? Probably. But it was faith in something with absolutely no basis in reality. The other person jumps onto a plane. And they travel around the world. Did they have faith? Yes, they did have faith. They had faith in the science of aerodynamics and in the pilot's ability to be able to do their job and in the engineers who built the plane. When we talk about faith in Jesus, we aren't talking about forcing you to believe in something that's crazy. We're talking about trusting in God because of very reasonable and historical facts of what he has done for many people throughout history. What we believe God can do for us is definitely impossible for us to do on our own. But we have faith because of the things we have seen and heard that God has done before. Taking a leap of faith for a Christian, then, means to think of Jesus more like that airplane than jumping off a cliff. So what is faith? Let me give you another way to think about it. When you go to a restaurant and you order some food, you have faith that the meal is going to come. You're confident. and assured that if you sit there long enough, because you've placed your order for the waiter or the waitress, that the food's gonna come eventually. You can't see the food done yet, can you, when you order it? You can only hope that it will come and sit there long enough until it happens. But that's faith, okay? It's believing that something is going to come even though you can't see it, that you're just hoping for it at the moment. Why do you have faith in the process at a restaurant? Well, because there's this unstated promise that when you order your food, the food will come. Sometimes they make you pay at the beginning, most of the time at the end. You haven't given anything in exchange for it. You've just told them what you want and they're supposed to bring it to you. Or maybe you've been to this restaurant previously and you know that the last time you ordered food, it came. And so you have faith that it will happen again. Or maybe someone else told you about how they went to this restaurant and they ordered food and it came to them and they loved it. And so you went there and said, you know, I've never had any experience at this restaurant before, but I believe that if I order food, it will come. That's what faith in Jesus Christ is like. We believe that one day that God will take us to heaven. Why? Well, because we've received a promise from God. We can't see heaven yet. We can only hope that this promise will come true. But we believe in the witness of other people that's written down in the Bible about how God came through for them again and again. And we figure that if Jesus is able to raise a dead person, his friend Lazarus, if he was able to feed 4,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, if he was able to die and then was raised for the dead himself, then we can have faith, we can trust his promise that he's going to do that for us as well. We have hope in that. We can't see it. We believe that he can do this because of what he's done in the past. So I recently heard a pastor tell a story of something he experienced in a restaurant. He and his wife had gone on a date in Sioux Falls, and they were sitting there waiting for their food, and they started talking to another older couple who was nearby, just talking about what there was to do in Sioux Falls for their date in the future. And this older couple, well, by the time the food had gotten there and they had eaten, the older couple was long gone. They weren't around anymore. When this pastor then got up to pay, he was told that the bill was already paid, that this older couple had taken care of it. And they were long gone. And all he could do now was to feel grateful and to appreciate their kindness. But it is the same with us and Jesus. We wait here on earth with faith that he's going to keep his promises to us. We can't see heaven. We can only hope that eternal life will happen the way God says that it will. But it's not going to come to us because we did enough or we're good enough, God says. The bill has already been paid. That's what happened when Jesus died on the cross for you. We can be thankful to God for paying our bill. We can be grateful to him for doing such an amazing thing that we couldn't do. We can tell others what happened to us. We can pay that kindness forward in various ways, but we can't go back and pay our bill anymore. We can't. It's already done. We can't go back and pay our own bill. And yet waiting is still hard. It's hard for everybody. And we're not the first people in history to struggle with this wait between putting our faith in Jesus' promise for us and then when it actually happens. Abram was promised that he would be the father of many nations. And yet, as time progressed over and over, he doubted. He had to come back to God and God had to remind him again, yes, this is what I've promised you. One time he said, you'll have as many kids as the stars. The next time he said, you'll have many kids as the sand on the seashore, you know. But the longer it took, the more he had to be reminded. You may have put your faith in Jesus when you were just a little child. But now, years later, you wonder if God is really going to come through for you. But see, that's why coming to church is so important. That's why reading the Bible is so important, or singing praise songs, or listening to that music, or talking with other Christians. That's why this is so important, because we need to be reminded about why we have faith that Jesus is going to come again, why we should be encouraged that Jesus will keep his promises to us, that he'll fulfill them for our life. We need to hear about the experiences that other people have, that they've had throughout history, and that they're still having today. All these things increase our faith and give us the confidence and the assurance of these things that we cannot see, that things that we can only hope for right now. But before we finish today, I wanted to share with you something I saw just this last week at Okoboji Lutheran Bible Camp when we were there for family camp. I think it gives a really good perspective on why our faith matters so much. So I need, can I have a volunteer that can come up here and hold something? Just come on up. Anybody? You guys know that if you wait long enough, I'll call on one of my kids to do it. Who wants to do it? David, where are you? There you are. Come on up here. I just want you to hold this right here, okay? This is just yarn. How far back do you think it would take me to get to the back of the church? How many feet is that? Any ideas, guys? Like, Grandpa could always, like, guess exactly. Come within exact number of feet. How many feet do you think it is back here? How much? 100 feet? Is that right? That's great. I was thinking it might only be, like, 50 feet. All right. While I'm doing this, I just want you to think about, here, Matt, can you hold this back here? I just want you to think about your life and, you know, the important things that happen, your birth, your baptism, your confirmation maybe, or, you know, major injuries, important moments in your life. Thanks, David. I'll take it now. Important things that happened in your life. Okay, let's see. So if this is about an inch, and that's 100 feet, I just want you to look at this first inch and to consider that this is your life right here, okay? This very large inch. This is your life, and all that 100 feet, that's eternity, okay? This is your life, all the important moments, all the things that you really care about here on earth, that's right here, if you can see it. And all the rest of that is eternal life. So consider the questions that brings up, you know? When I talk to you about putting your faith in Jesus, what I'm talking about is preparing for all of that, okay? When you think of the difficult circumstances that you're going through and the struggles in your life, and we're talking about this, okay, that inch. The relationship that you're building with Jesus during this time is in preparation for all of that, for eternity. It's just the beginning of a relationship that's going to last and last and last. Woo! Didn't know there was going to be an obstacle, hey? That's all right. But you got to ask yourself some questions. Are you focusing more of your time on this inch or on preparing for all of that? You hear what I'm saying? When you think of your loved ones, do you accept that you're only going to spend this amount of time with them? Or are you wanting to spend all of that time with them? Because if so, you might want to share with them about this Jesus guy and what he can mean for their, not just this life, but for their eternal life. Do you let the stresses and the struggles of this inch make you doubt God's love for you for the rest of all eternity, the 100 feet? Do you let the things during this time get you off track for eternity? Because you don't want to put your faith and your trust in the things of this world that are only going to last such a short amount of time. Put your faith and trust in the God who is the Lord of all time and space. He's made you promises, and he can be trusted. The way you know is you can read all these things in the Bible. You can talk to other people who have experienced him in their life, coming through for them. You can listen to other Christians share their stories of his faithfulness to them during their lives. And then you can be confident and you can be assured that even though you can't see it yet, and you can only hope for it right now, that God has saved you for a heavenly home. And it all comes down to faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.